A fiery debate today on Capitol Hill about a controversial Bush administration judicial nominee. The Senate Judiciary Committee voted along party lines to send the Federal Appeals Court nomination of Alabama Attorney General William Pryor to the Senate floor for a vote. Democrats are enraged over ads accusing them of anti-Catholicism. At least one Republican committee member says he could still vote against Pryor on the floor, and the nomination seems destined for, at minimum, a filibuster. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Pryor's nomination has been controversial from the get-go. He has called the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision an abomination, resulting in the, quote, slaughter of millions of innocent unborn children. He's supported laws making consenting homosexual conduct a crime, and he supported the erection of a giant monument to the Ten Commandments in the Alabama Supreme Court building. But today, Pandora's box opened wide at the Senate Judiciary Committee, with all but one Republican member in attendance, in effect, accusing Democrats of opposing the nominee because he's Catholic. The seed of the controversy was planted in June at the confirmation hearing when Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch, over the Democrats' objections, asked the nominee his religion. Roman Catholic was the answer. Then this week, an ad ran in newspapers in Maine and Rhode Island, picturing a giant courthouse door with a sign on it that reads, "Catholics need not apply." Below the picture is text that reads, "Some in the U.S. Senate are attacking Bill Pryor for having deeply held Catholic beliefs to prevent him from becoming a federal judge." The ad was paid for by the Committee for Justice, an organization for which President Bush's father and nephew have raised money. The charge in the ad sent a jolt of fury through the committee's Democrats, especially its four Catholics, starting with the ranking Democrat, Patrick Leahy of Vermont.
"This smear is a lie. It depends upon the silence of others to survive."
But Pryor's mentor, Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions, wasn't buying.
"The ranking member protests that he is not anti-Catholic, and he's offended anyone suggested that he is. But let me tell you, the doctrine that abortion is not justified for rape and incest is Catholic doctrine. It is a position of the Pope, and it's a position of the Catholic Church in unity. So are we saying that if you believe in that principle, you can't be a federal judge? Is that what we're saying? And are we not saying then, good Catholics need not apply?"
"This is disgusting."
That last sotto voce remark was from Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, also a Catholic. He continued in this exchange with Committee Chairman Hatch.
"I didn't know this nominee's religion. I didn't ask it, nor did I plan to.
Nor
have made an issue of it. Made an issue of it. And if anyone who sits at that table and professes a belief, we're now going to have to ask, well, is this religiously motivated or politically motivated? And are you a Catholic or a Baptist or a Jew? Is that what we want to have as our standard procedure in the Senate?"
"Well, certainly not, but that's what it seemed like we were getting to. And that's what bothered a lot of people on this side and a lot of people out there in the public."
Republican Hatch, like Sessions, said anti-Catholicism seems to be at the heart of Democrats' objections.
"Several members of this committee implicitly, if not directly, questioned General Pryor about his religious beliefs. One senator stated, in General Pryor's case, his beliefs are so deeply held that it is very hard to believe, very hard to believe, that they are not going to deeply influence the way he comes about saying, 'I will follow the law.'"
New York Democrat Charles Schumer responded this way.
"When Mr. Pickering was nominated, people who opposed him were accused by some of being anti-Baptist. When Priscilla Owen was nominated, people who opposed her were accused of being anti-women. When Miguel Estrada was nominated, people who opposed him were accused of being anti-Hispanic. And now when Mr. Pryor is nominated, people who oppose him are accused of being anti-Catholic. These arguments are the last refuge of scoundrel-like arguments."
Democrat Leahy followed up.
"Do you know what's interesting? Not a single member on your side has either objected to this ad, has said what is obvious to anybody who sees it, that is despicable, and it is injecting religion in a way that smacks of the McCarthy era. But instead, as I listen to these arguments, it appears that some on your side are embracing the ad."
After Leahy spoke, Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss said he did repudiate the ads and that he did not think any Democrat was anti-Catholic. But he was the only one to make such a statement. Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, however, said that while he was voting to send the Pryor nomination to the floor, he had yet to decide whether to vote for the nominee, and Democrats seemed all but certain to filibuster the Pryor nomination to death if necessary. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.